You are now listening to the Soul Chronicles podcast with your host, C. Boyd Motley.
Oh my goodness. Doesn't she sound lovely, y'all? Come on now. Thank you, Queen. Really appreciate that. Welcome back to season two of the Soul Chronicles. I am your host, C. Boyd Motley. And this season, we're going to take it up a notch. Okay. I want you to feel comfortable enough to sit back, kind of listen, and get to know each other better. That sound good to you? Okay. So for today's topic, I want to discuss the truth about courage. Now, what I find is most people have the definition of courage all wrong. People feel like courage is moving without fear, or somehow becoming fearless makes you super courageous. But the reality is that courage is none of those things. Courage is actually standing in your fear and moving anyway. And that's something that a lot of us have a hard time wrapping our head around, because we're so accustomed to hiding behind excuses that are born out of fears. You know, we have a project we want to work on. We'll sit down and we'll plan it all out. We know all the steps that need to be taken, but it's not about that, because human beings love to plan. We're great at that. But what we're not always great at doing is moving forward, taking that first step. And I can tell you from experience how many times I've sat down and rewrote the thoughts I have for this particular podcast. Yes, I have been off the grid for a minute with this podcast because I just got frustrated with myself, not knowing what direction I wanted to go in, and allowing my concern about people not watching or listening, or letting external circumstances determine my ability to do and go forward in this process, in this project. So I just finished reading this book called This Book Will Make You Dangerous. And in it, he talks about how a lot of our fears are based on the feeling of discomfort, or better yet, how a lot of things we struggle with are surrounded by the feeling that we have, not necessarily a physical, tangible thing. So discomfort is a feeling that we try to avoid, when in fact we need to walk in that and embrace it more often than not. So I bring that up to say that one of the mantras that he gave in the book is something that I've been using lately, and it's helped me a great deal. Maybe it'll help you too. So I'll share that with you. What he said is that we are often, more times than we care to admit, people pleasers. And we operate in a way that we want to make sure that we make everybody around us feel good, because it's part of the tribal mindset that we have, right? We're tribal creatures, and we crave being validated, being in a group. What he stresses in the book is that by being a people pleaser, you're going to be constantly chasing your tail, because you're never going to make everybody happy. So what he teaches is that we have to let go of our need to be accepted, our need to be validated, our need to be appreciated. We have to let go of that and then just embrace the action of doing what we want to do in that moment. Now, no one's saying do anything crazy, but you get what I'm coming from, right? So when it comes to giving that presentation at your job, or approaching that person you've been waiting to talk to that you've been secretly admiring, or anything that you feel you need to be doing as far as moving forward in your process, on your purpose, and fulfilling your dreams. So the mantra is, I release all expectation of validation, appreciation, and acknowledgement for anything that I'm getting ready to do. And by doing that, I feel that it recenters yourself, allowing you to focus on what it is you're trying to accomplish. Because you have to recognize that inherently, we bring value to the table. Doesn't matter what people say about it, but we bring value. And when you operate from a place of knowing that what you provide is valuable, it gives you a freedom to just be yourself and be authentic. I can't tell you how long it took me to sit down and actually record this video, because I got in my head about it and was worrying about how do I say this, or how do I present that? Because of course, in this industry of entertainment, you want to get eyes on your project. You want to get the attention, right? You want to get the recognition. So you're in an industry where part of the payoff is getting people to look at you and say you did a good job or provide value. But what I'm realizing is that by getting caught up so much in that part of the industry, in that part of this process, I'm losing focus on being authentic and being my true self. So I recognize that my struggle is with the discomfort of knowing that I could be ridiculed, I might be judged, or no one may even look at this or listen to this podcast. So there's that too. But understanding that and accepting that, I've learned to get better at detaching myself from the outcome, because the people that really care, that really that I'm gonna reach, are gonna find me. I don't have to worry about that. The message I'm putting out is good information. I'm trying to help people understand how they can be better and become their best selves. I also have to let go of the image that I have of myself. I saw a documentary recently where the director said, you know, gave a quote that his grandmother gave him, and it said that the way you see yourself, the way you believe you present yourself, is not the same way that everybody sees you. And your job is to somehow figure out where you land in between those two on that scale. And the quote, so I felt like the quote really resonated, and recognizing that just because I think I am presenting one way doesn't mean that's how I'm being received. And it caused me to realize that, you know, I don't have any control about how I'm received. That was the realization from that quote, is that you don't control how people are going to perceive you. You can only present, and their perspective is going to be what it is. But you can't worry about trying to live up to their perception of what they think you should do. You just got to be yourself. Now, when talking about fear, we have to be realistic when it comes to existential events versus non-existential events. And we kind of touched on this last season as well, where the brain doesn't understand the difference between you being on a roller coaster or you falling off a cliff. The same emotions, physiological emotions, come up in your brain, and you feel that fear of death, fear of impending danger. And your brain reacts the same way. How we translate the thought is what controls our reaction to it, right? So when I get up to do a speech or stand in front of this camera and speak to you, you know, I'm thinking about what you're thinking about me, rather than focusing on just delivering the message, because that's really what it's about. It's not about me. It's about getting the information to you, giving you value, and giving you information that you can now take with you and go on the rest of your day, your week, and do better for yourself. So this season is going to be a little different because, as I said, I'm trying things different. I'm trying to figure things out. We're still a young podcast at this point. So bear with me as I get a little experimental on you and try different things. It's my hope that eventually down the road, we will start interviewing guests. I know a lot of people and a lot of great friends that have had their own struggles when it comes to life and have overcome them and become successful. And I want them to be able to share their story with us, because I think we can learn from them. Now, I'm not giving you some kind of kumbaya, peaches and cream answer to life's problems. Don't get me wrong, right? What I am going to say is that this transition is not going to be easy. Understanding and embracing your imperfections is going to be tough, because we're so used to this image that we have, often inflated image we have of ourselves, and believing that this is who we have to be every time we step out of the house. But it's nothing wrong with being authentic. It's nothing wrong with making mistakes. You know, when I do these recordings, I do my best not to edit them as much, because I want you to appreciate and understand the rawness of this, because I'm not perfect at this. I'm not great at this, not yet, but I will be. And trying to get my thoughts together and always having them come out in a coherent fashion is something that I've always been challenged in doing when it comes to these kind of broadcasts. But in time, I'll get there and you'll get there as well. I know things are difficult right now and can be somewhat challenging, and you feel like all this effort and work you're putting into things, you're not seeing the results. You're feeling like you're kind of stuck, but you're not. Understand that your work is not being in vain, that you are moving in the right direction. But what happens is we get impatient, right? And we have to learn that this process takes time. You're not going to change everything overnight. You know, the one thing I remind myself when it comes to weight loss, I love to use those analogies because it's a perfect example. You didn't get to this size of weight overnight. You can't expect to lose the weight overnight. It requires consistent action in the direction of moderating your diet, getting more exercise, all those tenets you need to do to lose weight and get yourself in better shape. So don't be so hard on yourself. You know, you don't give yourself enough grace. I know you don't want to hear that, but I'm going to be the one to tell you, because you don't. You're always coming down on yourself. You're beating yourself up for no reason. Look, I get it. I get it. We have high standards for ourselves. We have high expectations, but we cannot forget that we are still human. We will make mistakes. And the only way we're going to get better is through making mistakes and adjusting and pivoting and resetting ourselves and getting back on that horse and going forward. You know, just my final word on this is just don't give up, especially when it seems like all is lost. Just you got to keep pushing, even though you're not seeing the results. You got to believe that they're going to come, because that knowing, believing that it's going to come will keep you motivated and keep you going forward rather than trying to look at, okay, if I go here, this has got to happen this way, putting yourself in absolute situations where you're not giving yourself any room to adjust. You have to understand that life is about tweaking. There is no, it's not a straight linear line. It's a lot of zigs and zags in life. And you have to understand that in order to navigate that, you got to give yourself a little wiggle room. You got to be able to walk between the raindrops, a favorite quote of mine. And that's the best way. That's the best way for me to explain how to navigate this journey. But if I gave up every time I made a mistake, I wouldn't be standing here right now recording this video. I wouldn't be talking to you right now, because I would be somewhere. I don't even want to think to where I might be, to be honest. But I'm so glad that I'm here. I'm glad that you're with me right now and we're having this conversation. And I look forward to getting to know you better as we go along through this season. So don't be afraid to come back and chime in. Don't be afraid to come through and share your thoughts. I want to hear what you're thinking. I want to know what you're going through. I want to understand you the same way I want you to understand me. Okay? All right. With that, I'm going to let you go ahead and get back to your day. Just a little quick one for you. Like I said, enjoy yourself. Be safe. Until next time, this is Soul Chronicles. Don't leave me high and dry.